Craig Breen. Last weekend, we want to say congratulations on last weekend. It was phenomenal driving. We saw a picture of a near off that could have gone all wrong. It was a great childhood memory. I know from reading press releases that you really wanted that, and congratulations on that. How was it feel to win the Circuit of Ireland?
That's fantastic. Like you said, I've wanted to win it since I was a child. Circuit of Ireland is such a synonymous name in Irish rallying, and down to the history and everything. And obviously, Waterford was a big base for the rally many years ago, and watched the rally from my father's shoulders. And it grows in your heart over all the years. And now to put my name on the trophy along with all the other legends that went before, it's something really I dreamt of before.
I know when you won the Ravens Rock Your Home Rally, we interviewed you at the end of that stage, and there was tears there as well. And I've seen the pictures with James and yourself and your father during the week, and it was so emotional even seeing that. It was a great thing for an Irishman to win it, and congratulations again. But the most important thing we're going to talk about here is the Smart 2 Challenge. You're coming here on a mission in Coleman's 2.5. Have Frank Kelly and Wesley Patterson got stuff to be worried about with you coming here on a high after the circuit?
I don't know about that. I have to thank James, the Showway Group, again for giving me a chance to drive the fantastic car. And like you said, this time now I'm in the 2.5 with the big boys now. So every time I get in behind the wheel of the car, I have a beaming smile from ear to ear. And same in board this year, I had a real, real good time, and it was nice to have the old battle with Chris and everything as well. So looking forward to Carlo. Never done a rally before. I co-drove for one stage doing 00 one time with Fergal Allen many moons ago, and it's never been a good rally for my father. I never got to win it. So but yeah, looking forward to it. Look, it's going to be a big challenge to try and get back in, try and get my head back into driving these cars again. So especially after so much mileage in the circuit and the four-wheel drive car, so it's a big change.
Coming from the four-wheel drive to a back-wheel drive, for people that wouldn't understand it, and for the level of sport that you're at, talking to James has told us there that your level of fitness is beyond and above from what I don't know what any of us would imagine. Of like, you go running at 5 o'clock in the morning, you go into service park at 6 o'clock, like, it must be a different thing then when you land back into Ireland. Services at 9 o'clock in the morning, you're like
yeah. No, but look, at it's all about a bit of fun when I come to these rallies. I thoroughly enjoyed Borough this year, and I thoroughly enjoyed the few rallies I done last year, the year before in Donegal and Killarney with the car. I'm lucky enough and I'm fortunate to call what I'm doing now my job. It's not a 9 to 5, but it's my job, it's how I earn my living. And there's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress that comes with it. But when I get a chance to drive this, in a car like this and events like this, it's purely for fun, it's for enjoyment. And I intend just to try and get as much smiles and as much fun and laughter out of it. And that's the most important thing. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to win it. I really, really love to win it. I was here. I was out watching the ditches 2004, the first ever Mark II Challenge. I remember Tommy Randall's winning. I remember being inside in the hall here, the prize giving, and Randall's car was inside in the middle of the prize giving with the boot door gone off it. So I have great memories of the rally, and I would really, really like to win it.
Is that a hint of if you win here and 10 to me, you want the car brought inside as well?
We'll see about that. But no, like I said, great memories here, hanging off the ditches for many years. Not only watching my dad, but coming back up here year after year, seeing all the other winners. I remember Kevin Keller winning another year, and always great memories here.
You speak very highly of your father. From reading press releases, I said during the week, your father was a big inspiration in your life. Your father must be thrilled that the Circuit of Ireland trophy is sitting in the sitting room home.
Dad's got a massive part to play in my career. He managed me all the way up until sort of the last 2 years, and he's still got a major part to play in the whole puzzle. He's put me where I am today. I wouldn't have ever turned the wheel in a rally car without him. And obviously his thing in the past was a national championship. He fought for years and years to try and win it. He won it in 2005. He went off and won the gravel championship in 2008, and then he gracefully took the back seat, and he's looked after my career since then. I always looked up from, I travelled around the length and breadth of the country in the back of the car going to rallies with him. And it was an absolutely fantastic childhood, a great way to be brought up around rallying. So I wouldn't change anything for the world.
Just one question I want to ask you. To have the Circuit of Ireland trophy in the sitting room is a great thing, but to have the Crown, Queen and Pinion sitting beside it, would that just top your year then?
It would.